dog.
If you are fortunate enough to have electricity for this weekend and you are deciding to stay indoors because it's a little bit cooler outside, well, then curl up on the couch, grab the remote or pull up the laptop, because we're going to give you some options when it comes to some mindless viewing pleasure this weekend. Matthew Green, of course, gives us his tips on what we can binge. Good morning, Matt. Hope you're well.
Good morning. Yes, I am. And you?
Very good. Quick update. I am now midway through season 2 of Yellow Jackets, and I still dislike you very, very much.
Well, maybe by the end of the season, or hopefully by the end of the series.
Hopefully by the end of the year, I'll be able to finish. But anyway, it's I'm slowly making my way through. But let's start with something called Silo. It's available on Apple TV. Dystopian science fiction have become all the rage, especially since what Black Mirror is in series. Season 4 or 5. So dystopian tales of what could be coming in our human reality is all the rage at the moment.
Mm. And I hear actually Black Mirror has a season 6 coming soon. Oh. Yeah, the trailer's just been released. But Silo is quite different, because it's because what Black Mirror does is it kind of takes something that's currently like technologically possible and kind of takes it to the next step. Whereas Silo is set far, far in the future. And basically, in this world, the entire above-ground world has been decimated by some disaster. And the remaining population of about 10,000 people live in a silo that goes down into the depths of the underground world. And what's interesting about it is all history of what life was like above the ground has been erased. And these rules have been set in place basically to say that, you know, this is how you should live. This is why we can't go outside. But all of these rules were put in place, you know, thousands of years ago when the disaster first happened. But everybody in the silo doesn't actually know what's happening outside. So there's this mystery around it in terms of, well, is the world outside as disastrous as they've been led to believe? That's the one, like, sort of science fiction kind of mystery. And then also some people start mysteriously dying, people in, like, higher positions. And so there's also this, like, murder mystery as to, like, what's the conspiracy? Who's murdering them? Why are they being murdered? Is it about secrets, about what's happening? Very, very intriguing.
And then the Bear, available on Disney Plus. Season 2 will be out in a few weeks' time, so maybe it's a good idea to maybe speed through season 1 this weekend. But what's The Bear about?
The Bear, it's about a young chef from the world of fine dining. So he was like given the award of the best young chef in whatever, you know, chef world competition kind of thing. But he's now come back to Chicago to run his family's Italian beef sandwich shop after the death of his brother, who's left the restaurant a bit run down and is in debt, and the staff is kind of unruly. And it's essentially a show about how he comes to terms with the death of his brother and running this restaurant. And the way it's directed and edited is so sort of frenetic. Like, it actually feels like you're in one of these intense environments that you would imagine in a real, you know, like, busy high-end kitchen. It's ultimately, like, so bingeable. I watched it in, I think, 2 days. The episode's about 20 to 30 minutes, so you can easily get through them. And the acting is great. The character work is awesome. Mm. Yeah. So you can easily catch up before season 2.
Just like my comparative study of Silo and Black Mirror, there's also been recently a lot of either kitchen-related fine dining plot lines in movies and series. I'm thinking particularly about what's been the latest.
The Menu.
The Menu was a really good movie.
Yeah, I love The Menu. I mean, The Menu is a bit more, I don't want, like, sort of a horror,
it's psychological kind of kitchen drama.
Yeah, exactly. But yes, it is. It's about the fine dining and the, I mean, in that sense, that was more about the, like, how the wealthy value things just because it's expensive. I mean, there's a lot more themes to it than that. But yes, I think fine dining is, it's a hot topic at the moment.
And then finally, also available on Disney Plus, because they've now been Disney-fied, the Star Wars franchise, but something called Star Wars Visions. It's animated Star Wars episodes or plot lines and storylines, which includes episodes from South African animators.
Yes. So what's great about this is that each episode is created by a non-American studio. So each story is about completely different characters. The animation style is different, you know, so it's really creative and interesting to see the differences between each episode. But obviously they're all Star Wars-ish, you know, there's lightsabers, there's Jedi and all of that. But it's stories about characters that we don't know. So it's not like the mainstream Luke and all of those. And then in season 2, episode 9, yes, Triggerfish, a South African studio, was responsible for episode 9. So it's called Owl's Song. And I mean, I've watched all of it. It's also very bingeable. The episodes are short. I think they range between 12 minutes and 20 minutes. So you can get through them super quickly.
I'm going to brag a little bit. I know one of those creators, Nadia Darius, was one of those animators, and she's been pulled around the world to do interviews about her episode creation. And she was a wee kid. She's a sister, a younger sister, baby sister of a friend of mine. So I can say, yes, I know a Star Wars animator. So that's my little
Yes,
brag.
Exactly. And you can tell her, good job.
Good job, girl. Pat on the head. Well done. You made something of yourself. I don't know about me, but you now, you've made Star Wars episodes. With Matt Green, out of Silo, The Bear, Star Wars Visions, what's your pick for the weekend?
Oh, this is tough. I'm going to go with Silo.
Silo, available on Apple TV. Matt Green is back with us in 2 weeks' time. Do you have any suggestions? 021-446-0567. You can drop us a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567.
EWN Traffic.
Lester, thanks very much. Clearing the accident, Prince George Drive and Fifth Avenue out in the Grassy Park area. Be careful if you're heading past there. The traffic signal's faulty, Jake's Harwell Drive and the R300 in Philippi. Also Wellington and Okavango Road out in the Durbanville area. It's been an accident on Hindle Road opposite Daft Mall, so just be careful if you are heading into that particular area. Also Bell Rail opposite Zone Fitness. Another accident just past the fire department in the Belleville area. I'm Zane Johnson, more Eyewitness News traffic at 9 o'clock.
We have about 7 minutes so that we can still talk. You're free to contribute anything. How hopeful of you? The president says you must be hopeful about load shedding. I'm only hopeful that my phone will charge at night when I plug it in, so I can meet my what used to be a 3:30 alarm and now is a 10 minutes past 4 alarm in the morning because it's so cold. 021-446-0567. Let's go to some voice notes, Mario.
Lester, that was a pretty pointless conversation with Mr. Frost. He just repeats what we've been hearing time immemorial. Things are not going to change. These drivers of these buckies and dangerous vehicles are not interested. They just are in it for the money, and the poor parents, they have to take the cheapest option. So we can talk until we are blue in the face. It's not going to change. And there was also on Monday a young schoolgirl knocked over and killed by a speeding taxi in Heidelberg who was driving in the yellow line. And there is just hardly anything of this tragedy heard on the media. Have the Western Cape Education Department visited the parents? But, you know, I've heard nothing about this. And that taxi driver was apparently dicing another taxi, and he was driving in the yellow line and hit and killed this poor girl. Locked himself in his taxi and was too scared to get out because the community were surrounding the taxi. But I've heard nothing about this on Cape Talk or any other media. Stephen.
Hi, Stephen. It was reported on Lauren from Eyewitness News. I guess absorbed into simply the news background, but I remember hearing that story with Lauren from Eyewitness News reporting of the death of that Heidefeld girl. Lester, I'm hopeful that my house doesn't catch a light when the power comes back on each time. Rob from Cryfontein. Yes, I also hope. I have invested in some plugs that don't overheat and overfry when the power comes back on. But yes, I am also hopeful. I highly recommend 1887 from Roland. Where's that available? On Roland, you can maybe let us know. Jess, good morning. How are you doing?
Lester, hi. I'd like to talk about that little girl who was knocked down in Heidefeld.
Yes.
That little girl is the child of one of the carers, one of the nannies in my area in Observatory. Her name is Carolyn. She's 12 years old. And I just want to find out, what is this government doing to protect our children? I mean, I don't understand how a bikie can have five kids in it and speed and have them killed on the same day that a child is knocked down by a taxi. And then, on top of that, we've got children dying in the Eastern Cape in these pit toilets. Mm. What is the government doing to protect our most vulnerable citizens? Yeah. I'm actually...